You ever walk by a reporter and a TV camera, like just on the street interviewing someone, and like...
I've never been that lucky.
So yesterday, I went to lunch, and I'm right over there on 4th Street, and there is a reporter and a TV camera. They're set up right out on 4th Street Live, like talking to just passersby about Thanksgiving. So I start slowing down and walking, like hoping that
maybe I'll be noticed.
I was kind of hoping that she would finish up and then be like, "Hi, sir, could we talk to you for a minute?"
Wow,
I was so wanting that to happen.
And did it?
Because we are, you know, on the radio, we don't have recognizable faces. It's not a case where she would immediately say, "Oh, I'm not going to talk to him. He's Ben, you know, Ben and Kelly show." Because I feel like TV typically does that, you know?
You downplay our stardom. Ben.
Absolutely.
You downplay 100%.
100%. So I like start walking slower as I'm approaching because I recognize.
Like, were you looking at your phone? Like, I'm just going to act like I'm busy, like looking at my phone, just, you know.
Nonchalant.
I can picture this strolling, so well right now.
Strolling by.
Fixing your hair.
Right. Like so I'm kind of walking. I start slowing down because I want to figure out what they're talking about. Because I was thinking, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with me. Obviously, she's talking about this guy who has something to do with a news story she's talking about. Then I realize it's like an editorial piece.
Let's get and some like, opinions from a man on the street.
I could give you some opinions about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Long story short, no.
You know what? That was such a buildup, and I thought that you were going to say she picked me, and I slayed it, and I'm super famous.
And I'm going to be on the 11 o'clock news!
Woo!
No, that is not the case. So
I would have picked you, Sparky.
Yeah, because I was, you know, and I'm listening to the guy who she's interviewing talking about his Thanksgiving. He's like, "Well, you know, I like to get together with family." I'm like, "Oh, come on, man."
It's so cliche.
Well,
what was your answer going to be? Let's pretend.
Here's the thing.
I'll play the role of the reporter.
I don't even know. I would have just been in the moment, and I would have rattled some stuff off, and I would have been one of those people in those interviews.
Let's be in the moment. Let's give you your moment right now. I will play the role of the reporter. So, sir.
Yes.
Sir,
yes.
How are you planning on spending the Thanksgiving holiday?
Wow, I am so glad you asked. Well, first of all, I'm going to get all the kids and I'm going to drive about 300 miles to my grandma's house. And my grandma, she's going to cook Thanksgiving dinner. And now typically what we do is we have Thanksgiving dinner around noon. That gives us enough time to prepare everything and then pass out afterwards as the Lions and Cowboys are on TV.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, let me tell you, I hope that my Aunt Janet doesn't bring her green bean casserole because her green bean casserole is awful.
Janet's casserole is awful.
It's not good.
All right.
But she gets offended if we don't have some of it.
Okay.
So it goes around the table and then it comes to me and I'm like looking at it and I've got a decision to make because all the eyes are on me going, "Are you taking?" Because everybody in the family knows that Janet's green bean casserole is not up to par.
Hashtag blame Janet.
Everybody else is taking a little bit of Janet's green bean casserole, and so the dish comes to me, and all eyes are on me. What's Ben going to do? Is he going to offend the family?
No, absolutely.
I take a little bit. Yeah. And so that's how we celebrate Thanksgiving at the Davis household.
Okay. I think I understand why you were not chosen.
Oh, it would have been so good.
We're going to need to pare that down to more of a sound bite. They're looking for sound bites.
They probably just looked at you and said, nope, 10 minutes.
That guy's no good.
It would have been so good.
If you ever do get called
I up, have my moment.
Let's not talk about Janet's bad green bean casserole, okay? That's maybe a little much for the TV.
No.
They saw the look in your eyes.
They would have been fine. It would have been great. Anyways.
This is your version.
I tell you what, if Brian Good is doing a weather thing and he sees me, he's talking to me. I guarantee he is.
Okay, but I'm going to need for you to pare down your story. This is what you say. You say, "Well, I'm going to go and have some family dinner, but Janet's green bean casserole sucks. I'm going to eat it anyway. Thanks."
Nah, that's boring.
Well, at least it's more of a soundbite.
It is a soundbite.
It's a soundbite.
But see, if I continue,
that's what they're looking for.
If I have diarrhea of the mouth and I just continue talking, then they can't edit me, and so they have to take the entire thing.
Is that that's your game plan? They're not going to just naturally cut you off? Like, because I've seen them before. They'll just be like, "Okay, thank you so much. And back to you in the studio." You'll just keep talking.
Listen,
still.
I have sound bites. I can speak in sound bites.
You can?
Yeah, just not right now.
Okay, all right.
All right, coming up.
That was good practice.
Thanks.
Though.
Thanks.
I'm glad we worked
out. You know
what?
I am an expert at telling stories that lead nowhere. I really am.
And last forever.
I really am.
Yeah.
I'm an expert at just painting
you
the picture.
Amazing at that.
Bringing you all into a story that literally leads nowhere.
Listen, you have that one on your resume?
That is a quality, I'm going to say, that we have here at the Ben and Kelly Show.
And I'm going to defend your Aunt Janet, because seriously, who can mess up green bean casserole?
Text message 502-571-9970 from Greg. Apparently, Aunt Janet can screw up green bean casserole. Should assign her the relish tray.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Maybe she can handle that.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
I don't even have an Aunt Janet. Don't even have an Aunt Janet.
That was fake news.
Oh, no.
I don't even have an Aunt Janet. See, joke's on you, news reporter.
Fake news.
Listen, I've got this casserole in my hand. I don't even know where the heck it's from.
Oh, my God. So what you're telling me.
So I got to still eat this heckin' green bean casserole and Aunt Janet? I don't even have one?
So when the spotlight is on you, the fake spotlight, albeit, when the spotlight's on you, you just make some stuff up? Is that what you're telling us right now? You just make it up. You literally make stories up.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good to know.
This fake news segment brought to you by the Ben and Kelly Show.
Wow.
99.7 DJX.